بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
We're studying the chapter that deals with judging and ruling between the people. And we have hadith number 371, I believe. And the brother will read it for us.
Narrator Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hind binte Utba came and said, O Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Sufyan, he's a miser and doesn't give me what is enough for me and my children, except for what I take without his knowledge from his money. Am I sinful? The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take from his money what is acceptable that suffice you and your children.
Very well. This hadith is suitable to be mentioned in the chapter that deals with judging and ruling. However, scholars disputed whether this hadith is regarding fatwa or regarding judging and solving a dispute. And there is a difference between fatwa and the ruling of a judge. They're not similar. Sometimes one can be more dangerous than the other. For example, a judge's ruling is mandatory to be applied. When two people dispute and they go to a Muslim judge and he rules something, no one has the right to say, yeah, this is his opinion, I'm not going to apply it. No, this is the power of the law. It has to be answered and that person has to do what the judge has ruled. While in fatwa is a little bit more flexible, if you want to say, because it is an advice. It is an opinion of a person. So you may apply it, you may not. But fatwa is more general in the sense that you give a fatwa on a topic, anything that is similar to that topic can fit it. So it can be applied by the masses. While the ruling of the judge is only to a particular case and scenario. You cannot go and cascade it and say, oh, the judge has ruled this, so you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. No, it has to be in that particular case. And not only this, also one has to pay attention that the ruling of a judge is only on things that are done in this world. In terms of, do I have to give the money or not? In terms of what you have to do towards someone else. While fatwa, it relates to this world and the hereafter. Is this haram or halal? Would I get closer to Allah or I would be sinful if I do this? No judging. So one is more dangerous than the other and the other is more dangerous than the first one, depending on the context and depending on how it is to be implemented. So looking at this hadith, is this a fatwa or a ruling of a judge? Who says it's a fatwa, raise your hands, please. If you don't know, don't raise your hand because I will clarify it. Who says it's a judgment, raise your hand. Okay. And the rest are not sure. Well, I'll tell you. Whenever there's a ruling of a judge, there has to be the presence of two opponents. Now, she is claiming something. If this is a judgment, he would say, now you made your claim. Let me listen to Abu Sufyan. Maybe he says, no, she's lying. So definitely this is not a judgment. This is a fatwa. And because it is a fatwa, anyone who falls under the same circumstances can do the same. What are the circumstances? A wife that has a husband, and I know a lot of wives are like this. Their husbands are miser. They're stingy. They don't give money. So she has to live. She has to eat. Her children have to wear clothes. What to do? Very easy. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gave her an open permission to take what she needs and underline what she needs. Why? Because a woman who does not fear Allah hears this hadith and says, Alhamdulillah, the Prophet gave us instruction. I want to buy a wedding dress to attend my cousin's wedding for $5,000. And then I'd like to buy a new car. And then this is not what you need. This is much, much more than what you need. So the Prophet is, alayhi wasalam, saying that you can take what suffices you and your children bil ma'roof, meaning that do not exceed, do not transgress. You have only to take what is suitable for you, and it differs from one family to the other. Moving on to the following hadith, hadith number 372.
Narrated Salama, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam heard the voices of some people quarreling near his door. So he went out to them and said, I am only a human being like you, and opponents come to me, and one of you might be more elegant and more convincing than the other, to the extent that I believe him and I rule him in his favor. So if I give a Muslim's right to another, then that property is a piece of fire which is up to him to take it or leave it.
Now this hadith is highlighting a fact, and this fact is that the judge does not rule in accordance to his knowledge or what he feels is good or bad. He only rules on evidence. If there is evidences, alhamdulillah, he can rule. Other than that, he doesn't know what is inside a man's heart. And that is why when he heard this noise outside of his house, the house of Salama, may Allah be pleased with her, he went out. And people were disputing. They wanted him to judge and to give a ruling. And he told them and reminded them of Allah, I do not know the unseen. I don't know the ghaib. Because if I knew the ghaib, it's very easy. I can easily know that he's wrong and he's right. But I do not know the ghaib. And that is why I need evidence to judge over. So maybe you both talk and one of you might be more eloquent and his language is beautiful and convincing. Don't you have this? A lot. That is why when two are in a dispute, one of them might be so loud and so angry, though he's right, and the right is with him. But because of his way of talking, people judge to the other one, who is calm and saying that no. And this is, you find this in debates, especially when it's between Islam and liberals or hypocrites, as known Islamically, not liberals or seculars, we call them hypocrites. And you find the Muslim clergy or the students of knowledge being bad in behavior, shouting, you doing this, while that liberal is nicely dressed and yes, thank you, I will not answer that because this is too abusive, I'm sorry. And he's talking in a nice way. You, the audience, when you look at this, what would you think? This man is definitely better than that man. So the Prophet is telling us in judging people, the same would happen. But he's highlighting a very important fact, and that is, I may listen to you because your words are better and your opponent is unable to speak. He's not able to explain and demand his right. So I may say, yes, this is yours. As in the case if people dispute over money or over land, and the man says a lot of nice things and he gets poetry included and he's articulate, and the other one can't speak and he feels weak, but it is his right. So the Prophet says, Asam, I may give the piece of land, the wealth, the money, whatever he's claiming for him, no problem. But be careful, whatever I give you, this is a piece of fire. So maybe the judge gives you something and you know that you're not deserving to it. That's it, alhamdulillah, the government gave me, the judge gave me. The Prophet is warning you that this will cause in you going to hell. So whether you take it or leave it, it is up to you. This is not a choice. The Prophet is threatening and warning people. And this, what we learn from it is that the judge only rules in accordance to the evidences. Secondly, that we who go to the judge, we have to fear Allah. Because if we think that we won the case, we won it in this life, but on the day of judgment, we will be held accountable, and whatever we took, will be punished for that. And this is a very serious issue. Of course, we went through how does a judge rule. And we said that when two opponents come, and who is supposed to provide the evidence? The one who is accusing. So if I come with another one and I say, he took my car, and he has the keys with him. So I'm accusing, therefore I have to bring the evidence, because the car is with him, the keys are with him. So provide the evidence, whether you provide the registration, the invoice, two witnesses, anything. If I fail to provide evidences because I don't have, the Islamic ruling is, he swears. Very easy, very simple. And no one can argue on that, alhamdulillah. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.